then call surgery.
Road of Life. The dynamic story of Dr. Jim Brent. Brought to you by the makers of New Chipso, the faster sudsing soap for easy wash days.
Dr. Brent, call surgery.
Send for one?
I'm going to send for two or three. I never turn my back on a bargain.
And friends, if you saw New Chipso's offer, you'd say the same thing. It's a big steel Foley food chopper, a different kind of food chopper with three blades and a spring action. And you can have it for only a Chipso box top and 25 cents. This Foley food chopper is big, a good 7 5/8 inches from the top of the handle to the keen edges of the sparkling blades. And there are three parallel blades, each one 3 3/4 inches of sharp, tempered stainless steel. Added up, that's a total of almost 1 foot of cutting surface. So it works fast. Naturally, you can chop tough vegetables, shred cabbage, fruit, nuts, mint, to any degree of fineness you want, and do it much faster than with the ordinary single or double-bladed food chopper. But here's the biggest feature of all. Here's what makes the Foley food chopper exclusive. Two of the blades are at the end of a strong double frame. But the third or center blade is on a powerful spring. I'll let my friend here explain what that means.
Well, it means that this Foley food chopper fairly bounces in your hand when you use it. And the spring cushions the downstroke, doing away with much of that jarring action you get with rigid food choppers.
Now, this offer, for the United States only, is being made to acquaint you with New Chipso. The safe wash day soap that proved in tests against 8 of America's leaders that it makes suds up to 44% faster. So, for each chopper, mail just one Chipso box top, 25 cents, and your name and address to Chipso, C-H-I-P-S-O, Chipso, Cincinnati, Ohio. And if you're going to kitchen showers this June or want a really practical prize for bridge parties, send for two or three. Why not decide to get several food choppers now? Send your request to Chipso, Cincinnati, Ohio, today. And now, Road of Life. Conversation with Carol and Bill, interrupted by a frantic telephone call. Helen Stevenson on the other end of the wire, hysterical, almost incoherent, telling Jim that her husband had been in an accident, badly injured, that he'd been removed to Forrester Memorial Hospital, the young doctor leaving the Evans home immediately. What incidents, what happenings and events crowd themselves into the minutes of mortal lives? In the second floor corridor of the Forrester Hospital, practically deserted at this time, a woman paces nervously back and forth, her face pale, her lips a tremble. Helen, anxiously waiting for Jim to leave Tom's room, his stay with her husband seemingly endless. The overhead clock, a silent witness to her anguish, points to the hour of 10:30, and still Helen walks to and fro, unconscious of the sound made by her heels on the tile floor. Back and forth. Back and forth. And as we listen in, we hear.
Half past 10. An hour. An hour since they brought him in here. Oh, his face, I can't get it out of my mind. What's going to happen? What's going to happen? Well, I can't let myself think about that. Things like this, they're out of our hands. Listen, everything out of our hands. Plans. The future. What have we to say about anything? Oh, Tom. I don't have to be told. I know how seriously he's hurt. Oh, dear God. Don't let this be the end. Don't let this be the end. I don't know what I... Jim. How are you?
Come on, Helen. Let's go in here and sit down. You're pretty well shaken.
But Jim, Tom...
Here. Take this chair by the window. There. Now, maybe...
It was a terrible shock. The telephone and... Somehow I could almost tell by the way it rang that something had happened. It was the police. Someone had called them. They'd brought Tom here.
I know, Helen. I understand. I'll try to get hold of yourself. Perhaps you'd like for me to get you something.
No. No, I'll be all right. Jim, is there any hope? Is it going to be...
I don't know. There isn't much that I can say just now. I don't have to tell you how seriously he's been injured. You've seen him.
I know, but there must be something.
Everything that can be done has been done. Now it's a matter of waiting.
Waiting? But his injuries...
We know that there's a concussion. Possibly a fracture.
Oh, Jim.
He's unconscious, Helen. He will be for some time. Hypos have been given.
Why? Why should a thing like this have to happen? To Tom of all people. Oh, he's so good and fine. He wouldn't harm anyone. Then something like this comes along.
I know.
And we plan, spend our time thinking about the future, making preparations for it, making ourselves believe that it's ours to plan, that it's given to us to say what we will and what we won't do. We fool ourselves into thinking that we have the final say about what's going to happen. Only to have something come along and show us how unimportant, how insignificant we really are. What little consequence we are in the great scheme of things. Jim... Why don't you say something? Isn't there anything you can say?
What is there for me to say, Helen? What is there for anyone to say? There just isn't any answer. You know that.
I know. We're not even supposed to question. How often have I heard you say that? Things always happen for the best. You've said that too. Not once, but many times. But Jim, how can we possibly believe that when something like this happens? When we see someone close to us made to suffer through no fault of his own. For no reason. It isn't fair. It isn't right. Oh, I know I'm no different from the next person. People have said that same thing over and over again. Are saying and always will say it.
Helena. No, I'm not going to try to stop you. This isn't the time.
Time? Everything has to do with time. The past, the present, the future. Future? What future? Oh, there's a time for everything. Even for for something like this. Happiness, contentment. But little time there is for that. An hour, a day perhaps. And it's all over. It's taken away from us.
Just a minute, Helen.
Oh, there isn't anything you can say. There isn't anyone anything can say. Oh, you've admitted that. Oh, you're right, Jim. There isn't any answer. I used to try to find one for others. But I couldn't. Not really. And I can't find one now. Pollyanna philosophy. That's what it is at best. You know it. I know it. We're not to know to understand why things happen to us. Who are we to question the whys and the wherefores? Pawns. That's what we are. We're pawns in the hands of fate. Puppets. The strings are pulled and we move. We haven't anything to say about it. Puppets and marionettes. Millions of us. Tears, logic, quarreling with fate. Nothing matters. We always lose. We're fools to fight. We always lose.
Fate holds the strings, and men, like children, move but as they're led. Plans, objectives. How fate steps in and interrupts them. Who shall know what the dooming gods have willed? What is to be the outcome of the serious accident to Tom Stevenson? Be sure to listen tomorrow. Remember, ladies, no bargain lasts forever. So, send for our big 7 5/8 inch food chopper while there's time. It's a Foley food chopper, all steel but the hardwood handle. And the three blades, mind you, there are three blades, are stainless steel. And don't forget, this food chopper has a special feature. It operates with an exclusive spring action that makes the chopper fairly bounce when used. You can chop meat, fruits, or vegetables in a flash. Do it with less jarring to your arm and wrist. We're making this offer so you'll try the new wash day soap that ounce for ounce makes 24% more suds than the average of 8 of the most popular wash day soaps we tested. Chipso. New Chipso. So get Chipso. Then for each chopper you want, and you may want extra ones for prizes or gifts, send one Chipso box top, your name, address, and 25 cents to Chipso, Cincinnati, Ohio. Be sure there's sufficient postage on your letter and allow about 2 weeks for delivery. Send for your spring action food chopper and send for it today. Far more than we realize at this time. Tomorrow, Junior Stevenson makes a telephone call which is bound to affect several lives. Won't you join us at this same time? Friends, Against the Storm follows immediately over this station. We're sure you'll want to listen each weekday to this sincere and beautiful story of fine and gentle people who find refuge in friendship and understanding. even against the storm. Please stay tuned in. This is James Fleming speaking and wishing you good morning. This is the National Broadcasting Company. Mm-hmm.